All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, starting pitchers Roy Halladay and Mike Messina, along with relief pitcher Mariano Rivera and designated hitter Edgar Martinez, are all headed to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, Rivera became the first player in the history of the Hall to be selected unanimously, while Martinez is the first player who spent the majority of his career as a designated hitter to get in. Now, Messina won 270 games in 18 years with the Baltimore Orioles and New York Yankees, and he was one of the more consistent pitchers of his era, while Halladay was in that rare air as he won Cy Youngs in both leagues, as only Gaylord Perry, Max Scherzer, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, and Roger Clemens, they're the only other pitchers to have accomplished that. Now, hands down, Rivera was the best closer that the game has ever seen, which is evident by his 652 career saves. And his unanimous vote shows that there's a changing of the guard among voters, because recently, we saw Ken Griffey Jr. get the highest amount with 99.3% of the vote, and now Rivera has gotten 100%. And with Rivera getting 100%, because there were people who felt that Derek Jeter would be the first guy to get 100%, but since Rivera got 100%, I guarantee you that Jeter's going to get 100% as well. And for Edgar Martinez getting in, this all but puts the seal on David Ortiz getting in when he becomes eligible for a first time on the ballot. Of course, we saw what Big Poppy did for so many years as a designated hitter with the Boston Red Sox and helping them win three World Series titles. And I'll tell you like this. This is farewell to the old guard, because for so many years, we saw writers hold biases versus players. We saw writers have votes and they didn't even cover the sport. And now we're seeing a new guard as far as the writers go. And they're showing, you know what? It's not the writer's responsibility to police the game. The bottom line is, you can look at a guy and see if he was a great player during his era. And that is what it's all about. It's not about the writers. It's about the players. And do they or do they not deserve to get into the Hall of Fame? And I think that old guard is being pushed aside right now, and the new wave of voters are coming in, and they are doing the right thing. Edgar Martinez deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. It's about your contributions to the game. It's not about, well, he didn't play the field. What did he do? Did he have a big impact on the game? Yes, he did. And he was a big part of so many contending teams for the Seattle Mariners in the mid-90s to the early 2000s. You look at a guy like Roy Halladay and what he did on the mound. You look at a guy like Mike Messina. Messina was not a 300-game winner. He could have like extended his career if he wanted to get closer to that 300-win mark and also get the 3,000 strikeout mark as well. But you know what? He walked away on his own terms, and he was a consistent guy. He did not win 20 games until his final season in the majors. And, you know, for years we've seen, you know, some people who wanted to hold that against him. Mike Messina was one of the better pitchers of the 90s and 2000s. You cannot overlook that. You look at a guy like Mariano Rivera, there was never going to be a dispute about him. And the same thing can be said about Roy Halladay. So like I said, when a guy like Derek Jeter comes up, I expect him to get 100% of the vote. When David Ortiz is eligible his first time around on the ballot, I expect him to get in right away too. So I'm happy to see this done. I'm happy for everybody who is getting the nod to go into Cooperstown this year. And I am looking forward to seeing, you know, guys come up for eligibility in the coming years, as, you know, the games are over. The bottom line is the people who deserve to get in are getting in. There's no dancing around it. The writers now are doing the right thing, and it is making the Hall of Fame process something that I actually look forward to seeing. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.